In the first reading today, we hear about a just man who could have sinned but didn't, and could have done all these other things but wouldn't, and so on. He didn't go after gold. He didn't give in to all this stuff. And after all of that, we hear that all of his goods are safe with the Lord. It's like, wait a minute, I thought he didn't go after that. Precisely. Because our Lord told us in the Gospels that where our treasure is, there is where our heart is going to be. And he told us also that we are to store up for ourselves treasure in heaven, where the moth can't destroy and rust isn't going to destroy anything. So in other words, the goods of this individual were spiritual, not material, because he didn't care about his material stuff. It was secondary. You look at some of the people, some of the saints, when they've died, they have nothing. And that's willful. I think when Pope John Paul died, he had a watch. It was about it. He didn't own anything else, gave it all away. And so we look at people like that, where he could have obviously had a lot. And he didn't, because he had the Lord. And each one of us can look at that for ourselves. Now, obviously, the circumstances are different. If you have a family, you have to have some furniture, and you have to have cooking utensils and things like that. The Pope didn't need those kinds of things. They were provided. So he didn't have to have that kind of stuff. So it's a totally different ballgame. You can't just say, well, just go home and throw all your stuff out or give it all away and let your kids sleep on the floor. Could, but probably not a good thing. But it's to be able to say, how much do I need? Simplicity is what we want to be about. That comes not easily to us because we keep wanting more. But if we really want the more, St. Paul says it so easily, God is all in all. God is all. If you want everything, get God. Because when you have God, you have everything. But as St. John of the Cross tells us, as then St. Therese picks up on the point, if there is any kind of attachment, no matter what it is, you can't have God. Because this other thing is still in the way, whatever it is. The analogy that they use is it doesn't matter if you have a bird in a cage. It doesn't matter if you have a chain tied around the bird's ankle or a thread. The bird can't fly. So if we have even the slightest selfishness, the slightest material attachment, we can't have God in his fullness. So if we want all, then you want God. But do we really want that? We kind of want to have our cake and eat it too. We want to have God for when he's convenient to us, and we want to have all of our material junk too. And while there is nothing sinful necessarily about having the material things, the point is, if we're going to grow in the spiritual life, God's going to ask us to get rid of all those material things. Not necessarily all of them, but a lot of them, because they get in the way. We can all think about whatever it is that is so important in our lives. I've got my collection of whatever. We kind of make it into a false god. It's so important to me. Eventually, if it remains that important, God's going to say, give it away. Because it's in the way of your prayer. It's in the way of growing in spiritual life. He's going to work with us to simplify things. That again goes contrary to the American way. But God, remember, is perfectly simple. Perfectly simple. We think we have to become more complex. We think we need more. God is perfectly simple. So the more godlike we become, the more simple we become. That's why he's going to ask us to give these things away. Not because they're inherently bad, because they're not, but because they get in the way. Because they block us from moving forward. So then again, that becomes the issue. Do we want to move forward? Do we want to grow in the spiritual life? Do we want God only? So it's something for all of us to think about when we consider the saints. Again, it has to be according to your state in life. If you're not called to be a nun, don't live like one. It doesn't work. But we're all called to simplicity, so it may not be the abject poverty that a religious is going to be called to, because they don't need to have all those things. The community has them, the individuals don't need them. So don't compare yourself in that way. Look at the simplicity. Guess for those especially who are married, look at our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph. They had to have a house, they had to set it up, they had to do the things for a family. That's where the example needs to lie. Look at the simplicity of the Holy Family. And that's what we want to strive for, because the Holy Family had God at its very center. Everything was focused on the Lord. And the things that they had were the things that were going to help them to serve one another and to serve God. So that's what we can all look at in our lives. Am I really striving for God? Is my treasure in heaven, and is that where my heart is? Or is my heart focused on the treasures of earth, and therefore I can't really grow closer to God because I have things that are in the way?